At Christmas time, Hollywood releases the movies it hopes will be prestigious, but this time of year they seg into those surefire moneymakers. Batman 3 will be out in June. Next week, Alien 3 premieres. To kick it all off, this week the big movie is Lethal Weapon 3. Guest film critic John Powers has this review.
Karl Marx, remember him? He once said that history repeats itself. The first time is tragedy, the second is farce. I can't imagine what he'd say about Hollywood, where hit movies don't merely repeat themselves, but spawn an endless spree of chuckle-headed sequels. Take Lethal Weapon 3. It's less a full-fledged movie than a two-hour trailer for itself. Mel Gibson brings back his role as Martin Riggs, the wild, long-maned cop who's teamed with Roger Murtaugh, once again played by Danny Glover. Murtaugh's a cautious middle-aged family man who wants nothing more than safe passage through the final days before his retirement. Fat chance. Within minutes, the two are chasing a crooked cop who's been selling primo weaponry to L.A. street gangs. Not that Riggs and Murtaugh spend a lot of time doing police work, mind you. Most of the movie is devoted to their crowd-pleasing shtick, as when they try to bust a guy for jaywalking.
Can we speed this up, please? You may have nothing to do. I have things to do today, okay?
No, we can't. So will you shut up?
Jaywalking.
His license.
Yeah? License? Yeah. Jaywalking?
Yeah, jaywalking.
I don't have it on me, okay? I wasn't driving, okay? I was walking. What, do I need a walking license now?
Let's just shoot him.
Is he crazy?
Get out of the way, Roger. I'm going to drill him. We can make it look like suicide. Get out of the way. We can make it look like suicide.
The video camera.
I don't care. I'm still going to drill him. Get out of the way.
Get out of your form. I'm about to kill you.
No, that way. Not that way. This way.
This way.
Over there. Go right now. Run.
Their final laughter says it all. As does that joke about video cameras, which has a mighty creepy ring coming 2 weeks after the Rodney King verdict. Now, I don't want to sound nostalgic for the original movie, but at least Lethal Weapon took its idea seriously. Back then, Gibson's Riggs was agonized, self-destructive, psycho, the sort of extreme personality who seldom gets put on screen as a hero. And Glover's Murtaugh was a rare movie type, too, a responsible black man with a middle-class family. The whole emotional point of that picture was to show how these two very different men came to need and care for one another. Everything that could be done with the duo was done in the first film. But would McDonald's close down because it had perfected the Big Mac? Of course not. And so the Lethal Weapon franchise has gone the way of James Bond, Nightmare on Elm Street, and many other series. It's descended into jokiness. Riggs is no longer a man on the edge. Even when he's blowing people away, he seems as harmlessly cute as a puppy. And as Murtaugh, poor Danny Glover, normally a dignified actor, has been forced to do the kind of eye-popping and gibbering you found in Step and Fetch It roles half a century ago. For a movie that uses gang violence as a hook, Lethal Weapon 3 is appallingly cavalier in its treatment of a key reason for that violence, the abuse of police power. In fact, director Richard Donner asks us to hoot each time his heroes beat up an innocent citizen, mock the Bill of Rights, or blow a public building sky high. During the riots in L.A., rattled news anchors kept calling the violence senseless and asking, what do those people really want anyway? I found myself asking the same question about the Hollywood bigwigs who made this movie, which presents an orgy of death and destruction as cheerful family fun. What was scariest about the riots was the sense that nothing mattered: tradition, community, people's homes, human lives. And what's scariest about Lethal Weapon 3 is that it celebrates an identical fantasy of gleeful, meaningless violence. A fantasy sure to draw a huge audience, even in those neighborhoods where folks are confident they would never go burning or looting. The truth is, these days there's a riot going on inside us all.
John Powers reviews films for LA Weekly and New York Magazine.